Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, you know, in the natural, you can plant a seed in the ground, but if something digs it up, or somebody plowed it up, something caught, washed it up, you're not going to get a harvest. That seed has got to get in the ground. And help me out, saints. That seed also has to what? It has to stay. Somebody say stay. It has to stay in the ground. If you're going to get a harvest, if it's a healing word and you're going to get a healing harvest, that healing word's got to stay in the midst of your heart. Yes. Why would he say that? Because there's any number of ways to lose it and to let it get out and let it be taken away from you. The enemy will try to put other stuff into you. Weeds, thorns, brambles, junk that'll choke it out. But what did he say? My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, this is not going to a service or two. This is not hearing a good message on the healing or your finances. This is a lifestyle. This is a feeding and thinking on these truths in the morning, at noon, in the evening, in the nighttime when you get up for a drink of water. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Day in, day out. I was ministering to a lady one time there in the healing school again that had been in and out of mental institutions. And just had been in a bad way. And endeavoring to help her, the Lord brought to my remembrance Joshua, where he told him, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate in it night and day, that you may observe to do according to what's written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. And so I began to talk to her about meditating in the Word night and day. She interrupted me. She said, you can't do that. Think about the Word night and day. Nobody does that. You can't do that. And my first thought was, the Lord wouldn't tell us to do something that you can't do. But before I was able to say that, right up out of my spirit, I didn't even think it up. I said, no, dear. I said, you're already thinking about something night and day. Just the wrong things. Are we thinking about something all the time? Sure you are. You're thinking about something all the time. It's not a matter if you can. You already are. What he's saying, instead of just thinking about anything that anybody wants to say or show on TV or tell you over the phone, think about what I said. Attend to my words. Incline your ear to what I said. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it. Somebody say, keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it. In the midst of your heart. Then what'll happen? What'll happen? What'll happen? Read the next verse. For they what? My words. What I said. They are life, not to everybody, but to those that find them. Now that's not just talking about somebody that could find a Bible. Or look up a verse. What's he talking about? Seek and you shall find. Look for healing and you'll find healing. Look for a problem and you'll find that. Look for failure. Seek for failure. Sometimes I've had people that I dealt with where healing was concerned, and they've been to 4 or 5 of the best doctors and done all kind of tests run, and they all came back, no problem. And they said, yeah, but I know I have such and such. Well, you don't know that you have it. You believe that you have it. All the tests say you don't have it. Yeah, but I know I do. Yeah, and you keep looking for it like that. Seek and you shall find.
That's right.
Well, I know I got, I'm not saying you don't have symptoms, but do you want to find that or do you want to find healing?
Right.
I mean, ain't going to be much comfort to you to say I told you so when your life is cut short. Right? No. Quit looking for the problem even though it's slapping you in the face. Even though the symptoms and the feelings and everything else is there, look for what you want to find. There's people that read the Bible looking for judgment. And the parts they get excited about is, whoa, whoa, whoa unto you. Well, woe is in there. But if you just read right over 150 blessings and don't even notice them until you get to the whoa part. Whoa, judgment's coming. Well, yeah, but that's not all the Bible's about.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, but the curse and the judgment. Yeah, but who is that for?
Right.
Who is that coming on?
Yeah.
Everyone indiscriminately?
No.
Or have we been delivered from the wrath to come?
That's right.
I know everybody don't believe that. It makes me happy when I think about it. I've been delivered. I've been delivered from the wrath to come. I'm not getting ready for destruction. I'm getting ready for departure. And to glory. Hallelujah. Well, you're wrong. Well, we'll find out now, won't we?
Yeah.
It's going to happen correctly whether you believe it that way or not.
Amen.
There's some things ain't going to make no difference about how you believe. And other things do. Like what kind of life you're having right here. Right now. Ask the part you want to get a hold of so that you're not cut short. And so that we are the witness that we can and should be. Right? And so that people looking at us, we want to be one of us. They'll go, you get to go to heaven and all your bills paid and live good and have peace and have victory and get healed too and get thrilled full of spirit. Yeah, and much more. Come on, join the party. But when they see you defeated and discouraged and beat, doesn't make them want to be a Christian. They already feel that way. No, no. What did he say, my son? Look at it again. Attend to my words. Why would he say that? Because there are many voices out here in this world. And all of them saying something. Many voices. Many voices. And a number of them is the enemy. And he's very subtle. He's not going to come to your front door in a red suit and horns and a pitchfork. Oh, no, no. He might come as an angel. Transformed himself as an angel of God. He's not going to come as the devil. He might come, you know, as a preacher or as a brother. It's getting quiet in here. And how would you know it's him? Because it's going to be death in it. And it's going to rob your faith. It's going to try to take away your vision and your excitement and your peace and your joy. It's going to try to get you to back off and not believe for that miracle. And just try to accept destruction and something being stolen from you. It's the enemy. If it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying, it's not God. Don't you hear that? Don't you hear that voice?
Amen.
The prophet said, who has believed our report?
Amen.
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Amen.
They go together. Who? What is the arm of the Lord? The power of God.
Yes.
Who gets to see manifestations of miracle working power? Those that don't listen to all these naysayers. Those that listen to his report and his word. Hallelujah. And don't just hear it a time or two for 5 minutes, but keep it in front of your eyes and keep it in the midst of your heart. Day in, day out, week after week, month after month, until that seed has time to put roots down and to spring up out, and first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn miracle.
Yes.
Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
You know, we've had more and more people get houses and lands in the churches.
Yes.
That's popping too.
Yes.
It is.
Hallelujah.
Am I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just this past, I don't know, year and a half. How many has got a house or a better house? A place that, raise your hand. You got a house? You got a better house? Look at that. Just in the last year and a half, hands all over the place. And the thing, I was talking to Phyllis about it a few days ago. I see it clearer and clearer. We've been saying we're getting our houses, our buildings, our lands. We've been saying that for what, a dozen years or so? And the Lord pointed out to me, He said a number of the people, when they first started out saying that, they didn't even believe it. They just said it because everybody else was saying it. In fact, in the beginning, they didn't say it. But, you know, when you do things year after year after year, gives people time to warm up to the idea. So after hearing it for 85 weeks, some people begin to think, well, everybody else is saying, okay, I'm getting my houses. I'm getting my lands. I'm getting my buildings. Okay, okay. And there was hardly any faith in it. But a little seed began to get in.
Yes.
Come on, can you see this? And by another year, everybody say year.
Year.
Another year.
Yes.
Now they're saying it.
Yeah.
Even with a little twinkle in their eye. I'm getting my houses.
Uh-huh.
Getting my houses.
Yep.
It's just something we say. Why y'all say that? That's us. That's what we do. And after another 3 years, somebody say 3 years, 3 years. They just got a little bit of a punch to it when they say it. I'm getting my houses, getting my houses. I am getting my houses. And after 10 years, it came on them. I said it came on them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.